Before you listen to anything in future episodes, I want you to feel into who I am first. This space isn't necessarily meant to entertain you, but there may be pieces of my story, my collaborators' stories, my clients' stories that can come across as being a little bit funny, uncanny even. This space wasn't created to give you something to scroll past or half listen to while you're doing 10 other things. I do ask that you honor yourself and allow yourself to be present and meet yourself where you are during these episodes. This space was built to be in energy transmission, as my voice is part of my medicine. You'll either feel aligned here or you won't, and both are okay. In human design, I am a disruptor. I will challenge you. I will ask you hard questions. And feelings will surface. What you do with those is your choice. All I ask is that you honor yourself. Hi, I'm Brittany, for those of you who are new here. I'm the founder here at Mbodhi Shakti. I'm the priestess, the creatrix, the shaman, and everything within. Nothing here in my life or in my work is surface-level healing or quick fixes. And I'm definitely not here to tell you what to do with your life. You won't find a step-by-step blueprint or me trying to fix you, because I don't believe that you are broken. You won't find me pretending that healing is something that you can think your way through. It's so much deeper than that. What you will find here is a space where you start hearing yourself again, feeling yourself again. You'll find a space where your body gets to come back online, where the things you've been avoiding might come into view, albeit gently, or sometimes not so gently. The truth might not always feel comfortable, but it will always feel real. And before anything else, I really want you to know who you're sitting with, whose voice is doing energy transmissions for you. I didn't arrive here by having it all figured out, and there are a lot of days where I still feel like I don't. There have been seasons of my life where I was deeply disconnected from myself, where I was operating from my head, overriding my body, trying to make things make sense instead of actually feeling into what was there. There have been seasons of grief. Grief so heavy I wasn't sure I would come out alive. Seasons of unraveling, although at this point I believe I will continue to unravel for many, many years to come. And there were a lot of seasons of realizing that the way I had been moving through the world wasn't actually sustainable, and my body has been showing me that truth for decades. It isn't until the last 6 years that I've really started to honor her and listen to what she is showing me. And in all honesty, there were also moments where everything I thought I knew about healing had to fall apart so that something more real could take its place. The bypassing, the love and light movement, the just think positive were all deeper layers of self-abandonment and exiling the parts of me that needed me to help them feel safe. And what I started to see, not just in myself, but in the people around me, is that a lot of what we're taught about healing stays at the surface. We learn how to talk about things, how to understand our patterns, how to label what's happening. But underneath all of that, the body is still holding on to it. Your nervous system is still responding, and the same patterns keep repeating, even when you know better. That's where my work lives. I work with the parts of you that don't respond to logic. Your body, the subconscious, the patterns that keep showing up even when you've tried everything in your power to change them. I use modalities like clinical hypnotherapy, breathwork, parts therapy, somatic work, energy work, and womb healing. But more than any modality, I work with your capacity. We work with your capacity to feel, to stay with yourself, your capacity to move through something instead of around it, because healing doesn't happen in your mind first. It happens in your body. And this is where I'm going to say something that might land or it might not. Again, both are okay and both are welcome here. A lot of people are trying to think their way into healing, consuming more information, more content, more tools, more rituals, following more New Age gurus, hoping that something will finally click. But the truth is, you don't need more information. You need more capacity to feel what's already there. And me saying this doesn't mean that you've been doing anything wrong. Avoidance isn't a flaw, it's actually protection. Your body learned at some point that it wasn't safe to feel certain things, so it adapted. It got really good at keeping you moving, keeping you thinking, and keeping you out of the places that felt overwhelming. But at some point, that protection became the very thing keeping you stuck. And in this space, we don't force anything. We don't push you past your edge, and we don't rush your process. You get to move at your own pace, but I am here to call you out if you're not honoring the truth within that pace. We don't force or rush. We honor, because through honor, safety is built. You don't have to take all of this in at once, and you don't have to figure anything out right now. You just have to be willing to notice. So what can you expect here? Well, some episodes will be short. Some will go deeper. Sometimes I'll guide you into your body. Sometimes I'll ask you to pause, to feel something, to sit with something you might want to normally move past. And sometimes I'll just speak truth and let it land where it lands for you. Sometimes I will have some of my beautiful clients joining me. Sometimes I'll have some of my friends who are in the same field as me join me. This is not going to be a polished podcast, but it will always be real. And if you choose to stay here and listen to this episode or any of the future episodes, things might start to shift for you. Not because I'm changing you, but because you're starting to hear yourself more clearly, starting to notice what your body has been trying to tell you, or maybe start seeing the patterns that used to feel invisible. And over time, that changes the way you move through life. So wherever you are as you're listening to this, just notice yourself for a moment. Notice your breath, where it's flowing in and out of your body. Notice your body. Maybe there are specific areas that you're feeling more than others. Notice what's here without trying to change it. Just be. And if moments like that are something that you're willing to keep coming back to, then you're in the right place. And I'm really glad you're here. With deep love, honor, and gratitude, thank you for showing up for you.
And I'll see you in the next episode.